This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm just multitasking, getting all the screens up. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Telephone listen line is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Call in number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Very serious broadcast today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
The write-up. Listen, man, I just did a complete three websites for you that I'm going to send you right now that gives you the definition of what's going on. And my opinions, then there is a second one, gives you a timetable of what actually happened, both in the truths and the lies. And then the third one is our government's postings of what they know, what they don't know, and why you want to look at that, even though you don't believe things, it's important. You wanted to talk about the coronavirus? Let's do that.
All right, Eric, let me start with this. I received a screenshot from a member of our family, one of our boys. And he has a friend, and his friend's wife is in the medical profession. And I'm going to read this. I'm not going to use his name or her name. She's in the medical profession. So this is about...
Hey, Vincent. You need to give me two squigs on volume, please.
Yes, one, two. Okay, two squigs on volume.
Thank you.
Okay, it says, she got home from Nashville after going through O'Hare and the coronavirus scare. Took 9 hours to get home. Now, we're talking about from the East Coast to Missouri. Well, after she's home, the next day she gets an email from the place at Nashville where she was at for classes. One of the big executives that ran the show dropped dead the day after she left with flu-like symptoms. Everyone that was there for the classes was put on a round of Tamiflu, and half are positive for the flu with two hospitalized. So that's what we got, okay? So that is from the husband of the lady who went for medical training in Nashville.
Here's the deal, Vin. The problem is everybody's got a flu or a cold of some kind because of seasonal changes. And what's basically happening is this virus is real. It was manufactured. We have the patent number. We know who owns the patent. We don't know if he's the one responsible, Bill Gates, but we know who owns it. We know where it first occurred, and the fact that that facility did a practice lockdown 1 week before the first thing. I'm going to be sending you a timetable of what happened in each day so that everybody gets a bigger view of what actually is going on. And I'm going to say this before we do anything else. First, this is a serious problem, but the problem is going to be with your own mind. and taking responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain. Now, once you've got that picture, realize that just because you have a sniffle does not mean you're at risk. In fact, the whole thing is like a 9/11. We know it's happening. We know it's not true. But what if kind of thing? And that's what they're doing with us. And it's true. It was done with intent. We can prove that now. Now, who is responsible? Well, in the Lies and Truths part, the second link I'm going to send you, it does talk about the Wuhan province and their management compared to the central government in China and their play on it. And that's very enlightening. Then I have a number of different other little things going on. Like I have friends over there in Thailand that actually were flying around and what they saw in different airports. That's really weird. And you can read some of that. So with all of that said, I think the first thing we want to do, like the one that my girlfriend asked this morning is, where did the coronavirus name come from? Why is it called coronavirus? Why isn't it SARS or avian bird flu? You know, which we have had scares like this every year. And each year they've tried to escalate. And some years was it actually quite serious and then it would blow over. Now, coronaviruses are a group of viruses that actually cause diseases in mammals, including humans, birds, and the virus causes respiratory infection, which are typically mild and in very rare cases can be lethal. In cows and pigs, they may cause diarrhea, while in chickens, it can cause an upper respiratory disease. There are no vaccines. That is where the money part comes in. There are no vaccines or antiviral drugs that are approved for prevention of treatment yet. Now, the coronavirus is there are a group of viruses that causes these kinds of diseases. It is, they're common colds, but in rare forms like SARS and MERS, they can be lethal. This particular one that's out right now was done with intent. I've posted the patent number, there it is, and the laboratory in China where it escaped, and the fact that they ran a so-called annual drill 1 week before the spread of this. Isn't that interesting? And, you know, the truth, we're never really ever going to know what actually really happened. It doesn't work like that. And the problem is, you can't trust any of the media now, because most of it is to scare you into behaving like cows, herding you up into groups of categories. And I wanted to remind everybody of something Joseph Campbell once said. He said, quote, "When you see the kingdom of the Father on earth, the apocalypse has already occurred. It is perpetual in its potential." Am I concerned about this virus? Yes and no. I'm far more concerned, for example, about the New Madrid fault line and the fact that there are 21 Daiichi-like GE reactors all leaking right now on that fault line, and it takes one full year to power one of those down. If we have a grid down situation, that part of North America is going to become uninhabitable. Now, you think this virus is dangerous? You've got a bunch of things going on. And, you know, look, children, over here. The kids are, ISIS is beheading. Oh, children, look, over there. And you are being herded down a path of no return. It's like that cartoon where you have a choice, taking the right door or the left door. The thing is, they herd you through the same door. That's what I have to say at this moment. Treatment, You know, right now, what you can do, well, I'll let you do that one, Vinny, but basically, I have colloidal silver from Helen Downs, my social media over in Brisbane. She sent that to me last year. That will be one of the few things that actually will help you with colds and other kinds of creepy that you may or not have concern. Just because you have symptoms of flu-like, do not just presume it's this, because it isn't. And right now, I will send you the third link, is actually the one of the government. I'll send you those now, and you can post those on your site. What's happened to your site? How come I can't get up on it? What's going on?
I took it down. We had a bunch of faggots who attacked us, and I took it down. That's my new word for people who are mean. People who are me first, people who, you know, like to foist their opinions and preferences on others. So, yeah, my family was attacked. We were threatened. One of these perverts decided that he was going to threaten me and tell me that he demanded that I sell the farm and give reparations to all the people whom I hurt. I want to meet that guy. And I want to introduce him to the to the business end of Lucille. You know, people
you know, I have a couple of bikers that for just a nickel bag will take care of that for you. Actually, I do. Literally, sir, and whoever's listening, I do have friends that don't appreciate trolls and actually like to go right straight to their face with it. Beliefs and
all. I can almost guarantee you today that after we talk about the coronavirus, we're going to get some thumbs down on the internet. You know, people saying, see, we took down the comments. They used to bash my mother, my father, our children, Mrs. Finelli, me, every day. Every day. And I was sick of it. And I thought, you know what? I could just go away and forget the whole thing. I mean, what do I need this for? What do I need to volunteer 2 hours a day, 5 days a week plus?
You haven't done anything but try to empower people, Vincent.
Well,
that means the guy is probably being paid.
Right, right. And he should be ashamed of himself. I mean, his mother.
It isn't even that. He's probably being paid.
Yeah, well, his mother.
There's sickos out there, but that's not probably what it is. He will appear to look like he's a sicko, but he's probably being paid.
Yeah, well, his mother would be ashamed of him if she knew what he was doing for a living. So anyway, there are people who just bash, and it's not just me, and it's not just you. I mean, they bash you, too. They bash Norm Shealy. They bash Rich Sheban. They bash Gwyneth. They bash all of us. All of us. And it's like a free-for-all. You give someone...
They're seeking attention. It's okay.
Yeah, but...
I don't mind that part.
And they send me emails, and I block them because I don't want to see them. You know, they tell me what I should talk about, what we should talk about, what we should do, what we're not doing right. There's so many opinions. So here's the thing. That right now there's 750,000 podcasts. So all you guys who think you know everything and think that you want to be heard, go start your own podcast. You know, it's not going to cost you anything. Go start it and work on it, you know, and develop a following. And I'm sure you'll do really, really well. These guys do so well, they have maybe two, T-W-O, subscribers on YouTube. That's how well they're doing. Two. Maybe one. Maybe none. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. These guys are nobodies. Absolutely nobodies. And nobody wants to hear them. And for a while, our class would retaliate against these faggots and beat them up and say, what's the matter with you? How about some substantiation? If you want to make these claims, if you want to say that Finelli's so bad and Rick's so bad, back it up. And they can't. I've even invited these faggots on the air, and they won't come on the air. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I have I've been biting my tongue about commercials. And going after commercials, the kiss of death on radio. And frankly, if this is our last day, that's okay with me. I really don't care. Because if it is, I'll have more time to spend on the farm to try to keep it afloat. But this commercial just frosted me because it's a lie. And Rick and I have been talking about doublespeak, newspeak. And you just heard it. Smokey Colbert, after 75 years, only you can prevent wildfires. That's a lie. That's not true. It's not. That's not the way it was. When it first came out, I was a child. It was Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Colbert, not Smokey Bear, Smokey the Bear.
A smoking bear, smoking pot, or whatever, only you can prevent the forest fires.
That's exactly right. It was only you can prevent forest fires. And now they're telling us only you can prevent wildfires. They changed it. I challenge those guys. Let's have it out. Let's have a shootout right here on the air. It's not Smokey Colbert after 75 years. These guys are lying.
There's a rocket under you today. I'll tell you, man. You're all locked and loaded.
That's exactly right. You know, and so I've been thinking about this, Rick. So these perverts who have been attacking us, after 5 years of the expo and the meetups and all that, we never charged anybody who wanted to come to the expo for free. Can I have a ticket? Sure. Can I have two? Sure. Can I have seven? Sure. We paid for anybody who wanted to come. No questions asked. until we couldn't afford to pay their way to come to the expo anymore. And then at the meetup, they decide to throw Norm Shealy overboard and me. And that means when they threw me overboard, they threw you overboard.
Well, anyway, I remember when the police showed up for my workshop that evening. Yeah. Do you remember that?
And the whole thing
came in, thought I was, May, I'm just a nerd.
Well, not only did they call it out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm doing. I'm calling them out. And when they showed up for you, they showed up with the fire trucks and the sirens and the lights and the horns, and they scared. Our guests left. We had people that came from Georgia that left in a panic, doctors, because they were terrified of what the cops were doing in the fire department. They thought there was going to be a Waco right there or a Ruby Ridge right there.
What it is young kids that are not very trained. I was in a car accident, and in the newspapers, it said that there was yelling and screaming. And I don't know who that was. There were no witnesses, and neither of us were upset other than the guy's car was totaled when he hit my rear bumper. And the way people are driving today is abominable. And this virus is another distraction from what's important and to focus on. And all of us know that there's no way you're going to get any kind of flu or virus if your body's healthy. And the only way you keep your body healthy is if you're active and you have the correct diet. And here's the other bad news. Everybody's different. It isn't one size fits all, but some people can eat more sugar than other people. They metabolize it different because they have different flora in their gut. And if you want to change your gut, there's ways to do that with kimchi and, fermentation. There's all kinds of possible directions one can go to stay healthy. And really, medicine and inoculation is not going to work. What works is keeping your body healthy, because medicine and dentistry are in the dark ages. And really, the thing that cures your body is your body. And if it isn't healthy and doesn't have the right tools or minerals or whatever, it can't cope. And that's where allotropic medicine is failing. To actually go after cancer using radiation, which one's going to kill you first? Why would they go in that direction? Why? I remember when I was 4 years old, I went to China, and I had to go through 6 days of plague shots. And back
We're going into a break. Hold that thought.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Oh, God,
you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, you were talking about 6 days of plague shots before your adventure to China. Did you want to
continue? Yeah, what happened was it has traumatized me against needles. You know, but the third day I was watching full-grown sailors because I was in a line of a bunch of Navy going to China Mom was into a China theater. I grew up in the Philippines, where they left me in Buddhist missionary schools until I was nine. And I learned how to fight on the streets of the Philippines because I was Caucasian. However, I also learned how to play chess. And I'm going to say something about all of this. The way they do inoculation and plague shots and things like that today is quite different. It used to be, in order to prevent measles, you exposed your child to measles at an early age where his immune system was different, and you retrained the immune system to take care of itself by exposing people to measles, and it was harder on older people. That is essentially the same thing for almost everything. And so getting colds and flus is a natural function. Basically, the pineal gland was a light-sensitive organ that adjusted and readjusted the body to seasonal changes predicated on what latitude that you were at. That has atrophied with the use of artificial lighting to the point where now the pineal gland is essentially useless in that specific category. It does other things, but it essentially calcifies. There's ways to uncalcify it using visualization exercises and other things of that nature, because the chill that runs up and down your body, that chill is dimethyltryptamine, and it turns out in its release, it sends out a signal on the central nervous system going up and down in the visible light region. And if you adjust, this is Robert O. Becker, a Nobel Prize winner, and myself in a published paper from the University of Washington. If you adjust your spinal column in such a manner that that light beam going up or down Sri Aurobindo or Gopi Krishna, going up or down, you can uncalcify the pineal gland using your own visualizations and mind's eye. And basically, that's what's happening now with microdosing with mushrooms. Your mushroom is a toxin, but it causes the brain to produce a look-alike neurotransmitter. And that neurotransmitter is a resonant cavity oscillator that dialogues with subtle bodies outside the physical body. What you would call chi is a microtubules with structured water in it, and leaves the body at the moment of death. In terms of everybody, there is a 5-gram weight loss in the body. And once you can visualize these energies, what's basically happening is you're taking allotropic medicine from 10%, you know, your belief system, from 10% on what's happening to your body, and you're moving it up to 60% because of these subtle bodies where the laws of physics change. And when I say this, none of you have to get sick if you don't want to. It's because the relationship you have to yourself and the relationship you have to your environment. And once you get that, what age do you want to be? What color do you want to live? How healthy? Everybody is different. It's different blood types. You can categorize it down any way you'd like. The bottom line is, you're each of us is uniquely different in the way we respond to things because of our previous history of wounds. And once you get that part, now the wound is what makes you uniquely different between Vincent Vanelli and Richard Miller. And now I can do things Vinny can't, and Vinny can do things I can't because of these gifts from God. And once you can metabolize that as a belief system, watch where everything goes next. And this media thing that's going on is trying to herd the uneducated. And worse, that's where they're going. They're going after our children and not educating them like they should. I remember when I was in second grade, I'm 76, when I was in second grade, they required Latin, sum est est, sumest assistant. And when I say that, what's happening to our educational system? And that's where health begins. Our children are our single single most important natural resource, and we are failing seriously in that category alone. Once you do that, the New World Order, all of these outside influences trying to take control of the masses, the smaller groups trying to control larger groups with fear and media, mean nothing.
You're talking about Latin. So here's two words in Latin, caveat emptor. It's Latin for let the buyer beware. And you need to know that. Let the buyer beware. And that's because there's so many liars, thieves, cheats out there who are willing to do whatever it takes.
Like we've covered in other things where they'll say one thing and it makes you believe something new and improved. How can something be new and improved? It's a kind of, you know, having to do with similes, onomatopoeias, and the idea of mixing metaphors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about exposure to measles, and that was a common thing when I was growing up. Somebody had measles, the mothers in the neighborhood, the mothers in the village would say, oh yeah, Johnny's got measles, and so the other mothers would bring their children over so they'd all get measles, and then you'd be done with it. And that's what was done. Literally, that's what was done. And you were talking about the pineal gland being light sensitive. So when we were growing up, Rick, it was go outside and play. Get some sunshine. Go get some sunshine. Go get some vitamin D. Now it's don't bother me. Don't bother me. Go over there and watch TV or play video games. Leave me alone. That's what the parents are doing now. So the parents aren't raising their children.
Kids staring at screens today as a serious problem with their visual and auditory senses.
Mm-hmm. And again, class, it is not Smokey Colbert after 75 years. They've changed it. It is, and it's not only you can prevent wildfires. That's not what it was. It was originally, look it up.
Fires. Yeah.
Yes, it was Smokey the Bear. And there was
only
a...
You.
Can prevent forest fires. That's what it was. That's what it was. We all know that because it was ingrained in our minds. Don't throw those cigarettes out. Don't leave campfires.
What is that called? A mandala effect where there's alternate timelines. No, there's not alternative timelines. There is primary timelines with secondary options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a different way of looking at the same phenomena. Where everything happens for a reason, and everything leads to something better. That's the Beatles.
There was a commercial, an advertisement, you know, Smokey the Bear, only you can prevent wild forest fires. And then years later, actually decades later, the same group said, it's not Smokey the Bear, it's Smokey Bear. You wouldn't say Easter the Bunny, you would say Easter Bunny. So obviously it's not Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey Bear. And then they changed
his father, Luke. Luke, I am your father. Or who cares? Because that's what's happening between Gen X, millennials, and baby boomers.
Well, Hitler said, just, you know, give me a generation, and I forget the exact quote, but basically, you know, give me your children and we'll fix this. We'll go and change everything.
One. How about Carter Brzezinski when he says it's easier to kill 20 million people than it is to control?
Hmm. Well, what we're trying to do, we're trying to teach our class how to think. So, I really believe this coronavirus is absolutely, positively real. And let me give you some numbers. So, the numbers that I have, let me turn the page. So on Monday, we reported that there were about 1,900 plus infected, you know, between 1,900 and 2,000 people infected. That was Monday morning with Norm Shealy. Tuesday, the number reached 4,500. I'm giving you round numbers, class. Wednesday morning, 5,000. Wednesday evening, same day, yesterday, 6,000 infected. So is this real? Are these numbers being made up? Are these actors, thousands of actors? How about this cruise ship? There are 6,000 passengers right now on a cruise ship in Italy, about 50 miles off the coast of Rome. 1,000 crew members. So now we have 6,000 plus 1,000. That's 7,000 people. And the cruise ship is called Costa Smeralda. S-M-E-R-A-L-D-A. It's an Italian ship. It is absolutely magnificent. It looks like they really washed this up, and I mean, this thing shines. It is magnificent from any perspective. Well, this cruise ship is quarantined right now off the coast of Rome. Why? Because one Chinese woman, 54 years old, is thought to have reported a fever and respiratory problems.
Which is last
night. So now she and her husband have been placed in separate isolation rooms on the cruise ship while they're being tested, and nobody goes anywhere. All y'all, you're stuck here. Now, I got to ask you, have you lost your mind if you've gone on a cruise ship? Would you really do that? Would you really get on a ship that you can, are you going to jump off? How are you? If you want to get off, can you get off? Why would anyone subject themselves to being held hostage and pay for it on a ship that you can't get off of unless they let you off? Why would you do that? Why? Same thing with an airplane. Why would you do that? Why would you get on a ship when you don't have no idea who's been there before? You have no idea what's gone on in that room. You have no idea who's cooking the food or where the food came from. Why would you do that? It makes no sense to me. None. And that's
the
me first.
You never thought about the shopping cart that you would pick up and just go through the store and take things off the shelves, whereas today they have sanitation cleaners and so on. I think that's because when they used to do photo shoots at Walmart and all the different kinds of personalities that would go through there and how they would dress. I don't know, man. You know, there is a reason why we have farmers markets. You don't know where your food's coming from because a just-in-time delivery would mean it came from China or Mexico or Mars.
Tell you what, if you want to get sick, I'll tell you how to do it. When we come back, I'll tell you how to get sick. I was going to talk about this tomorrow. So tomorrow, Lark in Texas, and I are going to be talking about communitarianism. But then the next hour, I'm going to be talking about my book and tips. I'll tell you about how to get sick when we come back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'm going to tell you how to get sick. So several months ago, I was in the shop and I was working on an air conditioning system. And when you work on an air conditioning system, if you're looking for a leak, a Freon leak or a refrigerant leak, what you can do is you can add dye. And the dye shows up really, really well under ultraviolet light. And I had a fluorescent ultraviolet light, like a shop or a work lamp with a power cord on it with a about a 13-watt ultraviolet bulb. And you kind of shine that around the engine, you can find where the dye leak is. Well, that was okay, but it was just too big of a flood area coming out of this fluorescent bulb. So I decided to buy a pen light. It's about $10 on eBay. So I bought an ultraviolet pen light, and the light that comes out of it is only ultraviolet. It's not white light plus ultraviolet plus LED. It's just ultraviolet. And this thing will fit in your pocket. It's about the size of a pen, literally. It's a pen light. It uses AAA cells. And I started experimenting, looking around with what else will this thing show up besides dye. Let me tell you what. If you take that into a motel bathroom, it'll light up body fluids. Shine it on the rug in a motel room, body fluids. If you want to get sick, get yourself a UV flashlight and just go look around. You won't believe it. You won't believe where you'll see where people have been, and it's just going to get you sick. So that, if you want to get sick, that's what you do. But actually, you probably ought to get one anyway, so you can see where body fluids are. Rich Eben in Montana, as they say on Amazon. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Hey, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. How you been?
I'm going bald. Unnatural causes.
Well, that's okay. As long as you're staying rowdy and having fun, that's all that matters.
I pulled all my hair out.
Okay, well, you know what? You got to stick with what works.
Yeah.
Let me give you a compliment, Rick. I want to respond kind of in a paraphrase situation to what you said regarding schools attacking profound, intelligent, well-thought-out comment about wounds and different perspective and unique skills. I never really put it in that perspective, and I thought that was very well said. But we have so much hypocrisy and double standards. And if you look at the significant numbers of the elite, the Democrats who oppose, for example, school choice, and I'm talking in the solution idea category now, who oppose school choice and vouchers for poorer children to go to private schools, they basically keep the people, the children, the kids, dumbed down by keeping them in public schools with no accountability for political and social indoctrination purposes, while they send their own kids to private schools, and that's why we need practice what you preach laws. In fact, Elizabeth Warren has been caught saying that her kids have been going entirely to public schools, and that's not the case. They've been to private schools. So if we had these private what you preach laws, we wouldn't have all this hypocrisy and double standards because we'd have more accountability. So my specific solution for America is to get every town, get your kids, get them out of public schools, have public meetings, rotate reputable citizens who has a minimum of 15 years of successful private sector experience to teach real-life practical experience in lieu of scripted theory. And if the people got pissed enough, I mean, public schools, the taxpayers are paying for clowns, for drag queen story hours, to teach their little children how to give BJs, including little six-year-old boys. This is all documented stuff. Teaching little kids to literally choose their identity of gender as early as nursery school. So I think the parents are getting fed up with this crap. We need town hall meetings. We need public forums. We need citizen review boards. And we absolutely have to do this idea to save America. Because like you said, Rick, our children is our number one natural resource. If they keep getting dumbed down and sexualized before they're adults, there's no chance of freedom, liberty, sovereignty.
Have you noticed that all the really good Netflix shows are actually, stressing sexuality in terms of, like, what is that new one that's out, October something or other, where it's about demons and monsters and the two girls, the boy and the girl that are twins, he's gay, and it's okay, which is, I don't have a problem with the way they're doing it. Why is it so prevalent in the movies, whereas in the literal school systems, it isn't that they're afraid to come out and be a closet gay. It isn't that there's that much gender bending. It's quite true that there's individuals that are uncertain because of androgyny, which is quite different than sexuality. And really, all of us are different.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.